This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to convene the top four congressional leaders at the White House Tuesday to press lawmakers on passing an emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as averting a looming government shutdown next month. That's according to a White House official. The top four leaders include House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. And during the meeting, the president will discuss the urgency of passing the aid package, which has bipartisan support, as well as legislation to keep the federal government operating through the end of September, according to the White House official. An active duty member of the U.S. Air Force was critically injured after setting himself ablaze outside the Israeli embassy in Washington while declaring that he will no longer be complicit in genocide. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. The person said the man walked up to the embassy shortly before 1 p.m. and began live streaming on the video streaming platform Twitch. Law enforcement officials believe the man started a live stream, set his phone down, and then doused himself in an accelerant and ignited flames. Israel has adamantly denied the genocide allegations and says it is carrying out operations in accordance with international law in the Hamas-Israel war. A video surfaced Sunday that appeared to show the 2015 NFL Most Valuable Player Cam Newton being involved in a scuffle at a 7-on-7 football tournament in Atlanta. The video shows Newton wearing one of his custom-made hats, being shoved by three people near the top of a set of steps before the altercation moves toward a fence line. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vigils took place across the nation for an Oklahoma teenager, Nex Benedict, who died the day after a fight in a high school bathroom. Benedict was a non-binary student who said that they were the target of bullying. Vigils were held at locations including Boston, New York, Minneapolis, and Huntington Beach, California over the weekend. Others were held or planned in several states, including Washington, New Jersey, New York, and Texas. 16-year-old Benedict got into an altercation with three girls in a high school bathroom. Police say Benedict's death was not a result of injuries suffered in the fight based on preliminary autopsy results. Davila's former governor, or I should say attorney general, Felipe Teo has now been named prime minister of the tiny South Pacific nation after elections a month ago ousted the last government leader. A government official said that Teo was the only candidate nominated by his colleagues in the parliament and was declared elected Monday without a vote. He and his cabinet will be sworn into office later in the week. It was not immediately clear how the new government will affect China's influence in the country of around 11,500 people, halfway between Australia and Hawaii. Tuvalu is one of only 12 countries that have official diplomatic ties with Taiwan, the self-governed democracy that China claims as its own territory. A warm front is sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country in what is usually one of the coldest months of the year. The rare warm-up is sending people out of their homes to enjoy the winter respite, but also bringing increased wildfire dangers. Temperatures on Sunday in Oklahoma, Nebraska, for example, about 65 degrees in a day, when the average high temperature in around the freezing mark. Temperatures also reached into the 60s in Denver, Chicago, and Iowa. Kansas City as well saw temperatures in the mid-70s. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire weather watches for nearly a dozen central United States. The lead singer of the popular reggae band Morgan Heritage has died. Peter Anthony Morgan was 46. His family said in a statement posted on social media that Morgan died Sunday. They did not share a cause of death, but asked for privacy and thanked people in advance for the love and support. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.